This recording, Columbia 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself into the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was a sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm. Then, singing a tune to her, finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I was born and raised in Bogota, Colombia. I live there with all of my family, let's say my extended family, is the way you call it. And then when I was 15, I moved to Honduras with my parents and my younger sister. So it was an interesting experience because it was like a new world for me and I didn't know anyone at all. So it was like starting my life again, like I had the chance to restart. And well, it was interesting, like I can say growing up, because it was between 14-15 years until I was 19. So it was interesting being like Honduras is a small country, a small society, so, or at least where like the people I met, so everyone knew each other somehow, they were related, they were cousins, and I was just not the outcast, but I was just, I didn't have my family there, I didn't have anyone, I was just by myself. And then I moved to the US to go to school, because I wasn't sure what I wanted to major in. And in many Latin American universities, they require you to declare your major, to choose your major before going to school. So I decided to come here. Going to live to Honduras helped me to adapt easier to different places, because actually I did my freshman year in college in San Antonio in Texas, and then I decided to move to New Orleans. And well, so far it's been interesting to get to know another culture. I love Mardi Gras. actually many people say that it's crowded and they hate that, but I actually like to see the city packed. It's an intense party. I think one weekend is enough. If this is gonna be my fourth Mardi Gras, I also have, fortunately, every Mardi Gras I have people visiting, so that's good.